The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Tune in, Putting Your Financial House in Order, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on WFYL 1180 AM.
Hi folks, Mike Kaminsky here, co-host and local sponsor of Putting Your Financial House in Order. People ask me all the time, do you like being on the radio? And I answer, absolutely. I personally feel being on the radio is the next best thing to being able to sit down one-on-one with you. It's a great way to help educate you on many areas of personal and business finance. So I hope that if you do have questions, you'll pick up the phone and you'll give me a call. I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions you have. That's why I'm here. That's why I co-host and sponsor the program. So now is a great time to get your questions answered. So simply give me a call at 484-671-2461. That's 484-671-2461.
Putting your financial house in order.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
number of things here that kind of jump out of this. In last week's program, I mentioned a DVD that's available on Amazon. It's called Farewell Israel. It's a three-hour-long history course, if you will. And there's several things that I took from the Netanyahu speech and from what I understand to be the proposed agreement. And that is that there is a sunset clause that, okay, we're not going to allow any enrichment, we're not going to allow any progression or whatever towards a nuclear warhead. But at the end of 10 years, there's going to be a sunset clause that they can now do whatever they want. And in the DVD, Farewell Israel, they identified the fact that the culture will allow fighting to stop for a 10-year period that everyone can kind of reorganize. And when you look at this, radical Islam wants to basically take over the world. They want to go back to the Ottoman Empire, and they are very, very patient. They've stated that they want to do this, but if they can't do it, their children can do it, or their grandchildren can do it. They're going back 600 years to the Ottoman Empire footprint of the Middle East, where the Muslim community, they control the entire area of the Middle East, Northern Africa, Spain. It just...
That was their caliphate.
Correct. And so that they now have the ability to just be so patient. And again, we have a 30-day attention span, and they have an infinite attention span. And I just don't understand. When you look at Netanyahu, the Jews have been persecuted since the beginning of time. And he is now at a point where if there's a nuclear warhead that is developed by Iran, there's going to be a major effort for all countries in that region to develop nuclear warheads, because now they have to be able to defend themselves. This is Armageddon that's coming down the pipe. And John Kerry made a statement that it's just incredible, saying that Israel is safer than it's ever been. It's like, who are these people? I don't understand them. That they're in such denial that I can't imagine that being the case. The other thing with the Farewell Israel, the Jimmy Carter Camp David Peace Accords in 1979, the word peace was never used. It was absence of war. So that's where that 10-year hiatus comes in, where it's the absence of war, and they will now be patient to pursue their agenda at some point in the future. And this is going to be a global effort on their part. So we have to pay attention. We have to look at this as not just isolated to a specific area, a specific region. This is now going to have global implications, which will bring us right into the mix of this whole thing. So it's coming to streets near us. It's coming to theaters in your neighborhood. So.
Okay, that's the end of this segment, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Shining forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYL.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8:05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Tune in to Horsepower for an Hour Saturdays at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. near Valley Forge, the cradle of liberty. Horsepower for an Hour is your ultimate stop for automotive radio. Donnie and Spence bring you everything automotive. Horsepower for an Hour every Saturday at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. Working for your liberty.
It's the Horsepower for an Hour Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education. And the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Previous broadcasts, we accept that, but in the overall scheme of things, a flag should only fly freely. The other thing is nothing can be placed on the flag itself, printed, no additional information or any kind of graphics. Sometimes you'll see a Harley-Davidson motorcycle printed on an American flag. That's really disrespectful. Or the Native American, oftentimes you'll see that, and that is also a desecration of the flag. The only thing that you can do to a flag is to put the gold fringe to signify that, you would have a large black bow, and you would tie that black bow at the end of the flagpole so that it would be at the top of the flag, and then that would signify half-staff. And we have those black bows available for sale at Brandywine Flags. If you have multiple flagpoles and you're trying to identify the U.S. flag as being in a special position, you would always have it to the left of all others as you view it from the street. Perhaps you would have a flagpole that is taller than the others, and that would be the one who would fly the U.S. flag. All flags would fly lower than the U.S. flag. There's only one exception there, and that is the state of Texas can fly at the same height as the U.S. flag because Texas was a republic before it was a state. But it's appropriate to have all other state flags to fly lower than the U.S. flag. If you look at a single flagpole, you can fly multiple flags on the same pole. The U.S. would always fly above all others. The flag under it would be equal to or lesser than in size, and it can be any flag other than that of another country. It's very bad etiquette to fly the flag of another country under the U.S. flag because it shows dominance. So you would never want to fly an Irish flag under the U.S. flag or an Italian flag under the U.S. flag. Like I say, U.S. flag flies above all others. There's one exception. And on a single pole, there is a flag that can fly above the U.S. flag, and that is Navy chaplain's flag. The Navy chaplain's flag can fly above the U.S. flag on board ship when the chaplain is holding services, and that is the only exception relative to that. The other thing that we get question on is, what do I do with my old flags? Flags are retired at the time they have served their purpose. A flag that is torn, a flag that is faded, a flag that is tattered in any way should be retired, and the official retirement procedure is performed on the 12th of June, which is Flag Day, and they are burned in a special ceremony with secure documents. We at Brandywine Flags collect thousands of flags every year. It's funny that someone will come in and they'll buy a flag and say, well, what do I do with my old flag? And I say, well, just bring it in and then we'll retire it for you. And the next thing you know, they come in, they have like eight flags and say, you know, we had these in our closet and didn't know what to do with them. Most of ours actually go to the American Legion in Honeybrook. There's also the Marine Corps League, the Downingtown Detachment that will collect flags. And then there's a special ceremony on Flag Day where they're actually retired. So looking at this, we have to show complete respect. And I just encourage everyone to do that. When the parade goes by, you want to stand. You want to place your hand over your heart. Oftentimes you'll see a veteran in a parade and they see you honoring the flag in this way, and they will turn and they will salute you so that they'll acknowledge that. And as I mentioned before, every person that sees a flag has a different feeling for that flag. You look at a coffin that has been draped with a flag, that's held differently than all others. Flags are of specific sizes. They're 3x5, they're 4x6, they're 5x8. A coffin flag is 5x9.5. So there's an odd size. It's not 5x8, it's 5x9.5, and that's to cover the coffin. So once the flag has been folded after a funeral service, that flag has been retired. That flag has served its purpose and should never be folded or unfolded and ever be flown. Number one, it's cotton, and it's not going to last in the elements. Number two is the wrong size. And number three, this is a flag of someone that has served our country, and we want to honor them. You would leave it in the folded triangular position that appears to be like the cocked hat of one of Washington's troops during the Revolution, and that flag has been retired. So we thank you so much for honoring the flag and for respecting it. You can come visit us at Brandywine Flags in the Marchwood Shopping Center. We're at 6300